January, reflecting Christ, our perfect example. Christ, one with the Father, January 1. The Virgin will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. NIV. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. From the days of eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ was one with the Father. He was the image of God, the image of His greatness and majesty, the outshining of His glory. It was to manifest this glory that He came to our world. To this sin-darkened earth He came to reveal the light of God's love, to be God with us. Therefore it was prophesied of Him, His name shall be called Emmanuel. By coming to dwell with us, Jesus was to reveal God both to men and to angels. He was the Word of God, God's thought made audible. In His prayer for His disciples He says, I have declared unto them Thy name, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. But not alone for His earth-born children was this revelation given. Our little world is the lesson book of the universe. God's wonderful purpose of grace, the mystery of redeeming love, is the theme into which angels desire to look, and it will be their study throughout endless ages. Both the redeemed and the unfallen beings will find in the cross of Christ their science and their song. It will be seen that the glory shining in the face of Jesus is the glory of self-sacrificing love. In the light from Calvary it will be seen that the law of self-renouncing love is the law of life for earth and heaven, that the love which seeketh not her own has its source in the heart of God, and that in the meek and lowly one is manifested the character of Him who dwelleth in the light which no man can approach unto. We behold God in Jesus. Looking unto Jesus we see that it is the glory of our God to give. I do nothing of myself, said Christ, the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. I seek not mine own glory, but the glory of Him that sent me. In these words is set forth the great principle which is the law of life for the universe. All things Christ received from God, but He took to give. So in the heavenly courts, in His ministry for all created beings, through the beloved Son, the Father's life flows out to all, through the Son it returns, in praise and joyous service, a tide of love, to the great source of all. And thus through Christ the circuit of beneficence is complete, representing the character of the great giver, the law of life.